You're listening to New Technia. This wireless skin sensor could track lymphedema from home. A flexible wireless sensor measures how stiff and elastic tissue is, potentially helping clinicians follow lymphedema and scleroderma between visits. It distinguished three lymphedema stages in early clinical validation, but it is not yet a home product or a replacement for specialist diagnosis. For people at risk of lymphedema, a clinic visit can capture only one moment in a condition that changes over time. Northwestern researchers have tested a small wireless sensor that sits on the skin and measures the mechanical properties of tissue, opening a possible route to more frequent monitoring at home. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers clinically tested a flexible sensor that vibrates tissue and measures its stiffness and elasticity. Why does it matter? It could help clinicians follow lymphedema and systemic scleroderma remotely, including changes that may be difficult to capture during occasional visits. What is the catch? The device remains a research system. Diagnosis still requires clinical expertise, and real home use, adherence, and long-term reliability have not been established. Key fact. The sensor distinguished three stages of lymphedema in the researcher's clinical evaluation. Why tissue stiffness matters. Lymphedema is chronic swelling caused when the lymphatic system cannot drain fluid normally. It can follow cancer treatment, infection, or inherited problems, and worsening swelling may lead to discomfort, reduced movement, and infection risk. Clinicians currently use physical examination, limb volume measurements, bioimpedance, and other instruments. These methods are useful, but some require bulky equipment or hands-on testing, while an isolated appointment may miss gradual changes between visits. How the wearable measurement works. The compact device is placed directly on the skin. An actuator creates controlled vibrations, while its sensors record how those vibrations move through the skin and tissue beneath it. The resulting amplitude and frequency patterns reveal mechanical properties such as stiffness, elasticity, and resistance to pressure. The system then transmits the readings wirelessly for analysis. In principle, that could let a clinician compare measurements across days or weeks instead of relying only on what is visible during an appointment. What the researchers found. The team evaluated the system in people with cancer-related lymphedema and systemic scleroderma, an autoimmune disease that can thicken and harden skin. Its relatively large contact area allowed it to probe deeper tissue and measure changes during muscle contraction and relaxation. According to the study and Northwestern's account, its measurements correlated more strongly with disease status than two commercially available approaches used to assess early lymphedema. It was also sensitive enough to separate three stages of the condition, an encouraging result for monitoring progression. This does not mean the patch independently diagnoses disease. A clinician must still interpret symptoms, history, and other tests. The proposed value is repeated objective measurement, particularly for patients already known to be at risk. Before we overstate the result, the researchers have demonstrated a clinical research device, not an approved consumer product. The published work does not establish that home monitoring improves infections, mobility, quality of life, or other long-term outcomes. Patients still need specialist assessment for diagnosis and staging, and abnormal readings would require clinical interpretation. Usability, adherence, wireless reliability, manufacturing cost, and performance across broader patient groups still need evaluation. What happens next? The team plans to test how the system performs in genuine home use, whether patients will use it consistently, and which measurements are most useful to clinicians. Integration into care will also require practical decisions about alerts, data review, and how often readings should trigger an appointment. The larger idea is compelling. Wearable health technology could move beyond counting steps or heartbeats and begin measuring the physical condition of tissue itself. If later trials support it, this sensor could give patients and clinicians a clearer view of change between visits without pretending that a patch can replace medical judgment. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.